A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's focus on careers here on Weekend Mornings on Money FM 89.3. As usual, we have Adrian Chu, career strategist, founder at Career Agility International. But we have a special guest and a colleague along today, the executive director at Career Agility International. Would like to welcome Ziyan Chi. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Adrian, this is an exciting development for Career Agility International. Tell us more about your small company growing.
Oh yeah, thanks a lot, Jason. Happy to be here again on Saturday morning with you. So as you know, our company Career Agility International we've been running for a couple of years, and recently we've expanded. We've gotten new partners on board, new investors, we've got new funding. And we've recently moved into a new office as well.
Yeah, and a lovely office, a beautiful building right in the heart of the CBD. It's a big building, the Clifford Centre at Raffles Place. So you're right where the action is.
Yeah, that's right. Because we are very motivated to help people, executives, business leaders, with their careers. And one of the things we believe in is that our clients deserve the best. So we got one of the best locations, outfitted the office really nicely. And we are getting a lot of traction in there as well. But one of the most exciting things that's happened recently is that we've expanded the team. And one of the people who has been along our journey for quite a while has been Yen. So Yen has been with us for a while, but very recently she's joined us full-time as our executive director. So
yeah, Yen. So yeah. I know we can call you Ziyan or Yen. I'll call you Yen. It's easier. So tell me about your role and your vision within this Career Agility International.
So I've been coaching now for over 13 years. I met a lot of people, and prior to that, I headhunted for a long time as well. So during that journey, I've touched a lot of individuals and I've met a lot of people. And Career Agility International shares, I think, a lot of what I feel very strongly about in helping individuals understand where they're going. But a lot of individuals, sometimes they're concerned about the unknown. They're concerned about optimizing their decisions. So, and Adrian and I share very similar philosophies in our purpose. And ultimately, the purpose is all about clarity. And if an individual has clarity, it gives them, I guess, confidence in making those decisions.
And what do you mean by clarity?
So clarity in understanding their strengths, understanding why they have chosen the path that they did. For example, there's always this gut feel that's telling them perhaps they're very good at something or that they enjoy something. So understanding their strengths, or like Adrian likes to say, their superpower, understanding their interests, understanding their motivations, and also understanding the constraints they have within the environment in which they have to function. So all of that put together, and we give them I guess a dashboard, a formula, a listening ear, a bouncing board for them to help get clarity in order to make those decisions, because no one else can make those decisions except themselves.
Very interesting. And Adrian, why have you made the decision to expand and take this big step forward, you know, in a lovely big office there?
Oh, well, because we've had a very we've experienced increased demand in the past couple of months, because what we're noticing is there are a lot of executives out in the market who have a lot of decisions to make, because the market's changing very quickly. And they have to figure out, do I jump for this job? Do I leave this industry? Do I pivot to something different? And in fact, even right down to things like salary negotiations, they don't have that clarity which they need to make the best decisions. So they've been approaching us, and I've decided that, you know, hey, it's not going to be a small outfit. We need to grow. And one of the things, as I said, we've brought very strong coaches in as well. It's not just Yen, but we have a team of very strong coaches. And even apart from the coaching practice itself, we have engaged other professionals as well to come on board. Marketing, a very senior marketing person, a very strong technology person, because we have a technology platform as well, which we'll be launching in the next couple of weeks. So lots of exciting stuff. But one of the things that we really strongly believe in is that if you want to succeed in life and be happy in your personal life, your career plays a big part in it. No matter what it is, a person with a happy career, a successful career, is a person who has who's very balanced in his life. And the way to achieve that career success a lot of times is through clarity. And unlike some other organizations, we may just focus on getting jobs for people. We want to focus on the clarity, the vision, and how do you leverage that to get the career success that you want.
With Adrian Chu, the founder and CEO at Career Agility International, and Executive Director Zhen Chi right here in the studio talking about careers. And, you know, I guess I'd ask you, Yen, how it's different to another company, because there are a few out there, aren't there? Coaching and recruitment, all that kind of stuff.
The difference that we have is that we help the individual understand the root cause and not just the symptoms. I'll tell you a story. And so I met a lady recently, and I asked her, describe on reflecting your journey in your career. How do you describe your journey? And she told me, I don't know. If it comes and opportunities come, I'll just take it. Then I asked her, are you asking for those jobs? Are you gunning for the promotion? And she goes, no, I don't. I'll just wait for it to come. And if it does, it's great. If it doesn't, I'm fine. And I asked her if she knew how to describe her next step. She couldn't. So I think that probably that there's so many symptoms. There's so many causes for that sort of uncertainty and that sort of answer. Sometimes the individual just doesn't want to make those decisions. That's fine. But then there are those that really do, but they're unable to define it. And so that's where we come in, because if they follow a methodology and a framework, it gives them clarity. But what I also want to caution is that this is not an overnight success. Do not expect that today you've got clarity, tomorrow you've got answers, and then you're going to make it happen. It is a journey. And it is about making calculated, decisive, and clear decisions to achieving that career success.
In fact, one other example we can give as well is that one of our core markets, especially, are executives in their late 30s, early mid-40s, who are at a career crossroads. So, and as you know, Career Crossroaders is one of my passions, basically.
Yeah, and that's the name of your book that you wrote in 2015 as well,
yeah,
right?
That's right. So what we do is we help coach these Career Crossroaders to help in terms of pivoting to other roles, or to find out what's really good for them or what they should really be moving on to.
Yes. Yeah, I know what I've been through. You know, now I'm in kind of the end of my career, but I know at different times I wasn't that focused and I was just kind of going along for the ride, and then I would get disappointed about missing out on opportunities. But I think as I got older and more confident, I was able, you know, and working with people like Adrian, I was able to make better decisions and I had better success in my job. So what kind of people are you targeting? Is it senior executives, mid-term executives, can you say?
We are going to help anyone who comes to us. And I'd be the first one to say if they need help, we're not going to turn them away. So it's not necessarily a specific target, but our demographic currently, where we're gaining the most interest, would be career crossroaders in their mid-30s to late 40s. But we're also seeing a lot of younger people getting that clarity, and that's very exciting because we know they know that their runway is a lot longer, so they can create a better career trajectory for themselves. So a recent young individual who attended our Career Clarity workshop, I can just effectively tell you his mind was blown. So he was very happy and the feedback was very positive because gaining this clarity. And I think he's also a great success, Adrian, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct. So what was interesting is this young client of ours, 31 years old, really smart guy in the semicon industry, and he really didn't like the industry that he was in because he said, hey, I'm an engineer, so I was put here. So after 6 years in the industry, he wanted to pivot out, but he didn't know what to pivot out on. So after attending one of our Career Clarity workshops, at the end of it, his mind was blown because he realized what were the skill sets he had, he was really good at, but more importantly, the skill sets which he loved doing and wanted to do more. So we focused him on that, and we taught him how to focus in terms of a job search strategy. And within 2 weeks, he landed a new role, and we were totally floored. He landed an interview in 5 days with a company that was totally not on his radar.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 days, the offer letter is out. So he just signed the offer letter yesterday.
Wow!
Amazing success story. So he's a big fan of us now.
Oh, I'm sure. With Adrian Chu, He is the founder and CEO at Career Agility International and CN Chi, executive director at Career Agility International. And yeah, you know, people with good backgrounds like that, that engineer had a really strong background. Obviously, it's an attractive kind of profession to be in, and you can pivot, can't you, as long as you get the help to do that.
Yes, that's right. So one of the challenges that a lot of individuals have is articulating their unique selling propositions, not just because they don't have the vocabulary, but sometimes they're overly modest. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's our Asian upbringing.
Yes.
So when we give them the words, or we help them to stitch the sentences together, or we help them to position themselves, then they gain a certain level of confidence that comes with having to pitch and to talk about their background and a pride. And so understanding all of that and helps them position it into a market where there's a demand for that specific skill. And so that's where we make the biggest difference.
And it's very true, Adrian. You know, I've been in Asia, you know, almost 20 years now, and I see people underselling themselves, and sometimes expats who are a lot less qualified just because socially they're more confident getting better jobs than they should because the Asians are not really selling themselves properly.
As Yen pointed out, it's an Asian thing. So interestingly, one of my clients, he's one of the top performers at Google. So he recently went for an interview with another company, and the client asked him, and this client of mine, he's very typically Asian, and the interviewer asked him a question. He went all the way up to 6-7 rounds talking to the CEO, and the CEO asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would your ex-boss rate you? And he's typically rated at the upper end of it, but the Asian modesty of his kicked in automatically, and he said, 7. and the moment you said 7, the horses were out of the barn. You can't get the horses back in again.
Yeah.
And he said, that was when I knew I lost the interview.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
that, I shouldn't be so modest.
You got to that stage and then you downplay it so badly.
Yeah, but he was clearly a 9.9 because he was top performer. But the moment he said 7, it was ouch, game over.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's sad. So typically, it's a very Asian thing. You need to know how to articulate. And that's where your ability to articulate comes from, the clarity of knowing what your skills are, your unique value creation you can bring to the company. Once you understand that, you're suddenly not so modest about your achievements anymore. And all this comes from having a very, very strong understanding of yourself.
Yeah, and how do we find out more about the workshops and what you're doing? Because it sounds very interesting.
We're on LinkedIn, and whenever we run our workshops, we will put it up. We're also building our website, and that will be ready soon. And we're just growing at a massive rate. So if anyone needs to know a little bit more, just follow us on LinkedIn, Career Agility.
Yeah, or you can email me at adrian@careeragility.org, or just drop us an email as well at info@careeragility.org. As always, I'm always happy to speak to you on LinkedIn as well. So if you're on LinkedIn, jump on, connect to me. I won't say no, as long as your profile doesn't look too suspiciously criminal. It's fine. I'll click yes. And always happy to answer any career questions you guys might have.
And Adrian, final word to you. It's exciting, isn't it, to have good people around you and helping you reach your dream as well?
Yeah, I'm having the time of my life, honestly. It's been exciting. It's been a huge learning journey. I can't say it's been extremely smooth either because teething problems and growing pains. But you know, I'm very hopeful. We've gotten our first round of investors already. And we are looking at the second and third rounds coming up soon because we're going to expand. We're going to move into the region. We are handling regional roles, regional jobs. We're getting good traction overseas as well. So lots of exciting stuff coming up, and I'll definitely keep you updated and informed.
Excellent. Thank you very much to Adrian and Yen from Career Agility International. We'll have more on careers a bit later on here on Money FM 89.3.